one more time. Long before every pop singer on the charts was playing with auto-tune and every wannabe DJ with oversized headphones was writing music on a laptop, there was Daft Punk. One more time, I'm gonna celebrate. The French electronic duo burst out of the late 90s dance movement and rocketed up the charts with music they produced in a home studio. They gained a cult following and cultivated a robotic persona, literally wearing robot helmets while performing. Well, Daft Punk is back now with a different sound and a different attitude. Thomas Bangalter and Guy Manuel de Homem Christo made this new album Random Access Memories in a real studio and with real musicians. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. This single, Get Lucky, features vocals from producer Pharrell Williams, and it's a collaboration with the disco super producer Nile Rodgers, two of the many big names who helped Daft Punk take their music in a new direction.
This record is really about the music we wanted to listen right now. And so it's this kind of summer disco jam that we wanted to make with Nile and Pharrell.
Both of these producers, Nile and Pharrell Williams, are very closely aligned with the kind of period that they came out of. I mean, Pharrell's one of the kind of definitive producers of the aughts, kind of modern hip-hop, and Nile Rodgers, obviously, a huge voice of late 70s radio and disco.
There was no sense on this record to think really about the music of the future rather than really to focus on, okay, what are we missing right now as music and what is the music we want to make, but also let's just team up with musicians from different eras and different generation and really try to create something contemporary and right now to make the music of today.
And it sounds like this speaks to the album title, Random Access Memories. Obviously, RAM is a reference to a kind of computer data storage. What does it mean for you here?
Well, it's really the parallel between computers and hard drive and the human brain, but it's really also having fun with the word memory, which has become a very technical, very sterile term. And obviously when you use the plural, which is memories, it's something that is totally different. It's something that is highly emotional. This felt interesting to us right now in a world that is predominantly technological today.
Music of today is a lot of different style, a lot of different genres. It's a lot generated by computers. And what was really lacking to us is the soul that a musician can bring.
You know, it's interesting because you're talking so much about kind of putting the humanity back into this music. At the same time, you know, a huge part of your persona is the idea of the robot. You guys are always in public with the helmets, so people don't know what you look like. The use of the vocoders and the sort of robo voices in the songs. It seems like it's the opposite, really, of what you're trying to do here.
It is and it is not, because the fiction and the story, it's about these two robots, which are us, that were somehow desperately trying to become human. And that's maybe what somehow is the story of this record. The story of these robots that are trying to feel an emotion in a world where humans are gradually now becoming maybe robots in a certain sense. But mixing both is what makes us excited about the future, about getting the best of both worlds. Everybody will be dancing, we'll be feeling it right. Let's fight, go all night, shut up.
Well, Daft Punk, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Daft Punk is Thomas Bangalter and Guy-Manuel de Homem Christo. The new album is called Random Access Memories. You're listening to All Things Considered.